What about a bottom or lowland?
Yeah, you call it the bottoms. I hunt the bottoms sometimes.
How would you describe the bottoms?
I describe the bottoms, not necessarily the land right next to the river, but the lowland around the river,
mm-hmm.
where it, you know, for a few miles around a river, a lot of times you'll have what you call the bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
It's lower than the rest of the land.
Is it damper?
Mm-hmm.
Get flooded?
Yeah, in the rainy part of the year it might. Wouldn't necessarily all be flooded, but it'd be real wet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when somebody says something about bottom land, I think about real rich, fertile land.
Mm-hmm. What about grassland that might be good for raising them, good for pasture land, but not much else?
What about it?
Do you ever hear a special name for it?
Meadow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Is meadow a word that you've used, or is it something you just read?
It's just a word that I've heard. I wouldn't use it.
What about land that's got water standing on it?
Good deal.
All the
time, I call it a swamp.
Mm-hmm. What if it's small, just sort of a wet place out in the pasture?
I call it a mud puddle.
Mm-hmm. And sort of a swamp land near salt water, you call that?
Marshes.
And say if you had some land that was a little swampy and you wanted to get the water off it, you say you wanted to
drain it.
And the things that you dig to drain the water off?
Ditches.
Okay. What about something you dig and you let it get bigger than a ditch?
Canal.
Uh-huh. And if there's a heavy rain and the water cuts down a little?
Wash.
Mm. What if it gets to be real big? Any special names? Do you ever use the word hollow or ravine or gully?
You use ravine and gully.
What is that like?
When I think of a ravine or gully, it's something really, it's big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like a wash. A wash might have caused it, but it's big, you know, like this room here, something like that.
Could be about,
or even bigger than that, maybe.
15 feet
yeah, or even as big as this building here.
Mm-hmm. Do you use the words ravine or gully both? You don't make any distinction?
No, I'd use both of them.
Uh-huh. What about them?
You know, if I needed to use them, but you don't really find very many ravines or gullies around in this part of the country much.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see them?
I'd say you'd see them like out in the west, you know, like out in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
places like that.
Have you ever been out there?
Yeah, year before last, me and my wife went out there and spent a couple of weeks with some friends of ours in the northern part of New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
did some deer hunting, stuff like that.
How'd you like it out there?
Oh, it was okay to visit it. I didn't like the way those people out there treated the Indians and stuff like that.
Yeah. I've heard it's pretty bad as far as that goes. What about some different kinds of soil? What would you call really good soil?
I'd call your real good soil is like your topsoil,
mm-hmm.
soil on top of the ground, you know, real rich and fertile. And then after you dug down a ways, I'd call that clay.
Mm-hmm. Is clay good?
Oh, red clay. No, it's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't go any further than that.
You ever heard of loam or loom?
Mm-hmm.
What about buckshot or gumbo?
Heard of black gumbo mud.
What's that like?
It's like going around Greenville, Texas. It's just real black, and when it rains, it's real sticky and hard to drive through.
Mm-hmm. Do they have that around here much?
Some people think they do, but it's not really real black gumbo mud.
Uh-huh.